I want to bring aboard somebody who's been reporting for us very proudly about the performance of our Michigan team, Team Rush, from the Clarkson area, along with a number of other teams. They won the state championship in Michigan. They are now competing in the first robotic world championship in St. Louis, Missouri. Steve Heyer, thanks for being with us on the show here. How are the kids doing?
The kids are doing great, Foster. We're fortunate enough to win a division championship here. We have our Hall of Fame award ceremony coming up. I've got team captains Cameron Razdar and Jennifer Ray here, and I'll turn you over to Cameron to give you an update from St. Louis here.
All right, very good. Hey, Cameron, tell me, give me an update. How did the competition go for you guys there?
It was really fantastic. The best competition we've ever had. At first, we were ranked third. Mm-hmm. Which was great for our team. It's the first time that we've ever done that. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to pick our alliance, and we got into the finals, and we were really close to winning it. But it was nonetheless really exciting, and we're coming home as champions to Michigan.
When you say you came close to winning it, what was it that you came close to winning?
We came close to winning the division. There's four divisions and championships. Each has 100 teams. So we were one of eight teams in the finals of our division, competing to get onto the field called Einstein, where all the divisions meet up, all the mm-hmm. winners of the divisions meet up and mm-hmm. play it.
So who were you facing? What was some of your competition?
There was a team from New Hampshire, a team from Arkansas, but it was really close match. It was really some great teams there.
I got you. So who was your toughest competition?
Our toughest competition, I think, is some of the Michigan teams. They're really great teams. There's one Michigan team on the other alliance, and Michigan's always known for their great teams.
Excellent, excellent. So, hey, go ahead.
Yes.
So have you figured out what you have to do to go back next year in order to take them down?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I want to turn it over to my co-captain, Jennifer Ray, really quick.
All right, Jennifer. Yes, could you answer Cal's question, which was, what do you got to do to take it all next year, Jennifer?
Well, we're really planning to go even further with our robot and make sure that we improve from this year. And also, Cameron might have been too modest to add, but he also is a winner of the Dean List Award, which means that he was a student picked on our team that best exemplified first and what students on the first really do.
Wow.
And this was really competitive. 2,000 students applied. There was 130 finalists, and he was one of 10 to win this award.
And, he was one of 10 to win the award. Well, congratulations again to Cameron Razdar. Now, Jennifer, you're no slouch either. Tell me, what did the team finally win? There were four divisions, right? And you guys, in your particular division, what position did you win there?
We were third alliance captain, and we won the finalist award, which means that in the end, we ended up competing. We did three matches against the team that ended up winning from our division. They will go on to Einstein.
We're really
proud of our award.
So you're like the runner-up in terms of the division?
Yes, and we're still competing for the chairman's award, which is the most prestigious award. We're waiting to hear from that.
Ooh, now what will it take for you guys to take the chairman's award?
The chairman's award is for the team that's the role model team in FIRST and really exemplifies all that FIRST does. We're spreading the message of science, technology, engineering, and math.
Wow.
And really getting the community involved.
Wow, that's excellent. And already Cameron has won that recognition for his individual effort. We got to hope that you guys as a team can walk away with that as well. And you came very close. So what will the final winner of this whole shooting match, they're in the Einstein competition, right? So what are the teams in the Einstein competition right now?
There is a couple teams that we know from our area. There's some teams from California. There's some teams from Canada, Michigan. There's teams from all over.
Okay, so it's still possible that the Michigan team could come up with the whole thing, huh?
Yeah.
Jennifer, thank you very much for your work. We're going to see you guys next week in our studio, okay?
Okay.
Give a regard to Cameron.
So
thank you so much. Great job out there, Team Rush. And Steve Heyer, thank you for all the work that you've done with those kids.